Hey guys, welcome to Culturally Insane. I'm Coach Tyra. On today's segment, I'm going to talk about a toxic belief. It irritates me to no end because when I have coaching clients or I meet people at events, the main thing women say to me about their relationships is they're in toxic relationships. They say, I'm a ride or die chick. And that is ridiculous. I just say, really? You're ride or die chick? Are they riding and dying for you? You know, loyalty and honesty are characteristics that should be reciprocated in a relationship. It is not an unreasonable expectation to request that your partner show you the same loyalty that they want. So I'm talking specifically to women, because this is a false narrative that some man somewhere said that women should be loyal, ride, die, chick. And women drunk the Kool-Aid on this bullshit. I will tell you right now, I'm about to free your ass from the Jim Joneses of the world. Stop leading ride or die chick and ride for yourself. Because a person don't realize how hard you riding for them until you park. And I'm telling you to park your ass down. Yes, love, respect, honor, be loyal to a man that is loyal, honors, respect, and loyal to you. It's called reciprocation, bruh. And if you can't reciprocate those same characteristics, then don't expect no woman to do it. Stop believing and drinking the Kool-Aid, lady. Ladies, thinking that you are supposed to be a catalyst or some type of emotional punching bag for his pain. So you're supposed to take all the lying, the cheating, the verbal abuse, the physical abuse. All in the sake of, I'm a ride or die chick. While your ass over there riding and dying, he riding off into the sunset with another hoe. Level up, women. Respect yourself. But most importantly, sis, the most important thing, ride for your damn self. Okay? Because if you get the right man in your mind, he won't have you feeling like you got to ride or die. He gonna make you feel like you're cruising. Alright, that's my word for the day. I'll catch you next time. Bye.